Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Shakespeare in the Park is one of New York City's most beloved summer traditions, but this year something rather unusual is playing at the festival, a Shakespeare-based musical from the same guys who brought us Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Composer and lyricist Michael Friedman wrote the songs for a new musical adaptation of Shakespeare's comedy Love's Labour's Lost. And he joins me here in the Soundcheck studio. Michael, good to see you.
Good to see you.
So this is you and Alex Timbers, who worked together on Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Which of you sort of hit on the idea of Love's Labour's Lost? I mean, it's not one of his best-known plays.
Well, when Alex and I were working at the Public on Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, we were trying to figure out another project to work on together. And in a funny way, I think we tried to think of the thing that was farthest from the idea of Bloody Bloody, something that would be a new challenge, but also that wouldn't feel like we were repeating ourselves. Mm-hmm. So at some point, I think we were like, well, what about a Shakespeare play? And in fact, what about a...
Let's go back 200 years
exactly,
further.
What about a romantic comedy that's a Shakespeare play? And what if we tried to apply, you know, the way we work together to that? And we were very much inspired by a show that premiered in the park in the 70s, Two Gentlemen of Verona. That was a wonderful musical that they put on in the park, and that is actually the last time that they premiered a new Shakespeare musical in the park. Mm-hmm. And that
was
our inspiration.
That musical had a different – wasn't it Two Gents or something
it's
like that?
It's often called that, but the official title is Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Love's Labour's Lost. I mean, it follows the same story as the Shakespeare original.
I think Alex and I, when we started working on it, were surprised how faithful we remained to the Shakespeare. It's a – wonderful and wonderfully strange play full mm-hmm. of some of the funniest, best, and most beautiful scenes in Shakespeare, and also with some complete strange sidetracks and wonderful oddities. And so I think what we found was that we ended up using more of the verse both in the scenes and even in the songs than we'd expected to.
Can you kind of just walk us through the story of Love's Labour's Lost?
So there's a king and his three best friends, and in our contemporary adaptation, they are at their sort of five-year reunion of an unnamed Northeastern liberal arts college.
Right.
And the king...
The set is amazing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. John did an amazing, amazing, amazing job. It's beautiful. And so the king and his friends have decided that they've reached an age at which they must shut themselves up, away from women, away from the world, and just read and learn. And, of course, the moment they decide that they will never see women, four women show up from their past, the princess and her three friends, conveniently. And the boys almost immediately begin to fall in love, and as one of the lyrics in the play says, hijinks ensue.
So let's hear a song from this musical adaptation of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost. This song is from the beginning. You know, we've seen the four guys come out. There's a big trunk. They hold up the six-pack, put it in, hold up the bong, put it in, hold up the pack of rubbers, but, you know, it's pretty funny beginning. And this is the song that introduces us to this gang of four.
Young men are supposed to have sex. Young men are supposed to have sex and do drugs and sleep in on Sunday morning till brunch. Young men aren't supposed to read philosophy between the ages of 22 and 30. Young men are supposed to be callow and cavalier about things that later they will have to think are important. Young men.
Just a little bit of Michael Friedman's music from Love's Labour's Lost. The Shakespeare play has been adapted by Michael and director Alex Timbers for a production at the Delacorte Theatre in Central Park. It's Shakespeare in the Park this year. Very early on in the play, there's a reference to not reading old plays with unnecessary updates and stuff. I mean, it's a very knowing kind of winking line, very funny. But you did have to wrestle with the language. And as you said a moment ago, you ended up keeping a lot of it. It seems to really have worked even in this setting.
Well, one of the sort of the climactic song of the show, when the boys finally all four decide that they are going to throw away their vows and go after these women and give themselves up to love, which is called Are You a Man? is actually one of the, probably the longest speech in the whole play, is this huge speech that the character Barone, mm-hmm. the king's best friend, does. And at first we were trying to figure out if we should just do the speech and would there be a song there. And what's funny is the song ended up being almost all of the Shakespeare speech. And I will admit that iambic pentameter is famously impossible to set to music. But I took a few liberties here and there, but it was amazing to me actually throughout, and I think to Alex too, how much the verse, when performed by our amazing, young, vibrant, smart, fun cast, how much they are able to make a lot of the verse feel very contemporary while still retaining the sort of genius of Shakespeare's language.
It's not quite The Tempest, where there are actual songs written into the play.
There is one song at the very end, that the song The Owl and the Cuckoo, is from the actual Shakespeare and is a Shakespeare song, mm-hmm. the words.
Right.
But other than that, you can say that the sonnets, the three boys all come out and recite poems.
That's the thing. They're writing, yeah. There are places to stand and deliver.
When we knew that this might work as a musical was when sort of we were reading through it and realized that it is the Shakespeare play where people constantly are wandering on stage and saying things like, "Oh no, I am in love. I will read a poem about how much I love this girl," which is exactly like sort of Oklahoma. Like, right. Here's the reason I have to sing.
We're speaking with Michael Friedman, the composer and lyricist, whose works include Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson and this new musical version of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost, running as part of Shakespeare in the Park through August 18th. Does Philip Glass know what you've been up to here?
Philip Glass has been involved, you know, in the park a few times, and I think we a few times lovingly, as we lovingly do a lot of different referential things in the show. Always, I actually think, out of great love for the original material. I don't want to give too much away, but there is at least one reference to a show that formerly played at the Public Theater as well. But in terms of the entrance of the academics, we were trying, who are played by Jeff Hiller and Rachel Dratch brilliantly, who are also famously not funny. They're one of those parts where Shakespeare thinks they're funny and audiences never think they're funny, and we're very lucky that we have two incredibly funny people. But for the entrance, I think we're thinking what could help us represent the sort of pomposity and of the university experience. And so suddenly one day I came in with these lyrics and music suggested by Alex that was sort of a very loving reference to a rather famous Philip Glass moment. So I hope that if he comes or if he hears it, he'll be pleased and intrigued rather than angry.
Yeah. There are a couple of moments where I was like, wait a minute, that's Einstein. And that's Akhenaten. And that's... So, but as you say, there are other musical references as well. And while we have the four guys, you know, the king and his friends and the princess and her friends, for me, Don Armato steals every scene that he is in.
He's a famously scene-stealing character.
Okay. Now, the song Jacquinetta, sung to the barmaid. I mean, this seems to, you know, this is like pressing all the buttons for people who've seen Man of La Mancha. No?
What's funny, I would actually say, is that if you remember that this play actually predates Don Quixote, the novel, is that I actually believe that Don Armato as a character, being the sort of wonderful, romantic, overblown, but very lovable Spaniard, he actually is the inspiration possibly for every one of those characters in the whole history of culture. So in a funny way, when Don Armato seems like a reference to other famous great Spanish lovers, I think it's because he initiates a great line of Spanish lovers. So I had actually not thought of Man of La Mancha when I wrote Jacquinetta, but it is clearly a kind of Spanishy guitar song.
Right.
So I would say in a funny way that's because that's who Don Armato is. He and Don Quixote are siblings, if you think of how close Don Quixote is to the writing of this play.
So then Jacquinetta is his Dulcinea.
Exactly.
All right, let's hear the song. It's sung by Cesar Samoya in the role of Don Armato in this musical adaptation of Love's Labour's Lost.
Jacquinetta, Jacquinetta, ya 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 que ne 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 ne. For the Hugo I so long to see from your lips. The A for the agua that never can quench the fuego in your hips. The Q for que bonita, hermosa, guapa, deliciosa, preciosa. For Quixote who loved his Dulcinea, but she was no match for Juchaqueneta. The U for to look.
Now, that's the song, but you're only getting half the effect because Cesar Samoya is singing this while dressed in a cape and a Speedo, which is not the only time that, you know, kind of anachronistic fashion takes center stage in this production of Love's Labor's Lost, with music and lyrics by my guest Michael Friedman here in the Soundcheck studio. Jacquinetta is the name of the song. Don Armato is a nobleman, and Jacquinetta is a barmaid. Mm-hmm. So class.
It's one of the only times in a Shakespeare comedy where a clear member of the nobility ends up with, they don't, it's a play that doesn't actually end in marriage for anyone that we see, but does end up romantically involved with someone, yeah, not just a little lower class, like she is of the servant class. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. And in that cross-class relationship, I actually think was something that Alex and I got excited about, and it was part of the reason we kind of tried to find ways, because Jacquinetta is famously one of the most underwritten women in all of Shakespeare.
Well, now, the women in Love's Labor's Lost, I mean, you've given them, you and Alex Timbers have given them a much bigger kind of, you know, they own their roles more, whereas in the original, they seem to be more peripheral to the four guys.
I like to believe so. One of the reasons, though, that's it's fun to work on this play is, it's almost like Shakespeare's learning how to write romantic comedy as he goes, because the women get richer and deeper as the play. It's a little like Romeo and Juliet the same way, that Juliet by the end of that play is one of the most unbelievably emotive characters in Shakespeare. But at the beginning, he's not quite sure how to write her. And you watch in this play, I think, by the end with those speeches to the men, the women are in complete control of the play. Yeah.
The play is Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost, and arranged as a musical by the gang who brought us Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson on Broadway, that being director Alex Timbers and the composer and lyricist Michael Friedman, who's been with me here in the Soundcheck studio. I had a great time watching the show, Michael. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.